how did this concept come about? What made you want to do this film?
Actually, it started because Leopoldine, the actress who never acted before, I know her since a long time, actually. She's one of my friends, and she wrote me a mail and expressed the desire to be part of a cinema project, to act in the film, or to do a documentary about food disease, because she has osteogenesis imperfecta, which means brittle bones, that her bones didn't grow up normally. And she wanted to do something. And I said, okay, let's do a short film. And then I had this idea to talk about her sexuality, the way how handicaps can manage to seduce someone, to be loved, to have a sexual relationship and everything. And she said that she was fine with it and she loved the idea. And my very good friend Brady Corbett actually came up into that project because we had a dream together and he said, I want to be part of it, let's do it in 6 months. And then I had my two actors and I wrote for them. Actually, I wrote for Brady and Lily and I developed that story of her nourishing obsession for that guy working in the same street. And the only way for her to get him is just to pay him, and she's going to get the first sexual relationship, whereas he's going to have a little bit of humanity and a little bit of, you know, that friendly experience. And so, yeah, they're going to exchange, like, story about two isolated people who are going to give each other a bit of warmness and human feeling.
So how do you want people to feel after they watch this film? Like, if someone walks over to you after the film's over and they could say, like, the perfect thing to you, what do you think it would be?
Actually, the reaction that really moved me is two of my friends cried at the end during the scare scenes. And they said that, yeah, there was something very powerful into her look and his look, into the way that they had this openness to each other, and the women did expect that, and the maid, you know, they were very, very moved, and that was such a reward to see, you know, that I was able in 13 minutes, we were all the crew able in 13 minutes to reach an emotion, a deep emotion. It was fantastic, and completely, it was not that expected in the way that we tried to capture some magic moments, and they were not, you know, like just the way they move, the way they look. There was kind of improvisation sometimes, and it worked very well. So I'm happy that both they could express that level of emotion.
Did you kind of feel that emotion while you were behind the camera shooting it? Was it evident that there was something special going on?
Yes, actually, the only scene, it was my first time as director, and the only scene that I was completely 100% certain about the way I wanted to shoot it was the stair scene. I wanted to shoot in slow motion with a blue light. I don't know why. I had this vision, and I wanted to shoot it like from the side, and shooting it from the beginning to the end, because for me, it's like the resume of the film is the start. Walking up the stairs is like a forced hug. He has to carry her because he doesn't have the choice. But at the end, you feel that it's like they are making love during this walk up. And at the end, they're like, there's something, they are just express a mutual desire to each other, and there's something much more sensual. And for me, that could be the film, that could be just that scene. And I was really certain, and Brady told me, it's going to be corny, you're going to put music and slow motion, and you wanted to smile, I don't want to, you know, he was not convinced at all. He was like, it's going to be corny and romantic, and I was like, I want to try, I know it's going to work, and it's that thing, for me, for the other things, I was completely the dinner, sometimes I was doubting, or, you know, but that one, I was, you know, I don't know how to express it, but I was sure that it could work. And at the end, that's the thing that really touched people. So I was really happy that, in a way, I had this certitude and makes me very confident about the future. It's yeah, and everyone actually understood that and worked for that to be like, you know, to look as I really saw it and imagined in my head. So yeah, it was a very good job from the crew, especially from the DP, because it was not easy to walk up the stairs and trying to follow them. It was tricky.